time they in, they ride. Every time they hear this beat, every time they in the spot, every time I'm on they street, they listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. Nigga know who I be. Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Lakeem, and you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? So, y'all know it's been a while. I've been sitting back, ready to jump back in. Shout out to everybody right now. I want to shout out to everybody before I get started this interview. This is actually one of our first female hip-hop artists that came on in a minute, you know. So I wanted to go ahead and bring her on. She's straight from Louisville, Kentucky. It's Lux. What's up?
What's up, y'all? It's Lux in the building. I'm excited to be here.
No doubt, no doubt. So, question. What the fuck is in Louisville, Kentucky? Straight up.
It's a lot of things. As you see a bright personality person like me, you can only imagine what's in Louisville. So, you know, it's kind of like one of those things, like, we got some gems in a rough, basically.
I know. Y'all got a lot of first 48, too.
That's the see. You can't always pay attention to what you see and hear, because y'all.
I know.
Oh, that's the first thing I always hear is first 48.
First 48, baby. I used to be up in Louisville, Kentucky, man. I got family up there, so I know how I go down there. Well, let me ask you a question. What made you get into music? When you said, "Hey, look, this is what I want to do. I want to put my motherfucking voice on this mic and make it happen." How old was you? How old was you when you started wanting to do this music shit?
It was actually a couple years ago. 2020 is when I actually officially learned everything. I mean, I didn't know what in and out was, an ad lib. I thought that you went into a studio and you just rapped from the beginning to the end. So I didn't realize it was.
Well, no, you know, some people do that. Actually, I got songs where I just rap straight through it.
But I mean, like, you know how you don't, so you don't be putting in and out, so you don't put no ad libs or nothing.
Oh, it just depends on. See, I got a voice that's so different from a lot of people. So a lot of stuff I don't have to do. Like, you don't have to put, I don't have to put a lot of effects on my voice, because my voice is an effect.
Yeah, true. You do have a very unique voice.
Yeah. So how I sound now, I sound on the track.
Yeah. So just, you know, just making music, just what it takes to, like, make music. I really just started that, like, a couple years ago, 2020.
Oh, so you're a pandemic rapper.
I am a pandemic rapper. It is.
Okay. Okay. So you was like, so as the pandemic went on, you was like, you know what? I know how I can try to, I want to do something different. So how about I pick up a pen? Or these days, everybody pick up their phone, whatever. But,
yeah.
And I'm going to start jotting down. I'm going to start jotting down. Let me ask you this question, though. So a couple years, so you're not like most of the people I pull on, I bring to the interview that say, I've been wanting to do music since I was young, right?
Been wanting to do music since I was young. I just never really, because, you know, like you said, I'm from Louisville, so the resources is kind of limited. So you don't really think that you can really go that route. So that was one of the things that I was always thinking about. Like, I'm not going to do music. Like, who am I to do music? But of course, when you are a music kid, you're always going to be writing. So a lot of stuff you hear now is when I've been writing. I just now been able to put it on, you know, conduct a song with it.
So I know a lot of y'all studios in Louisville is some shit. I know that personally.
What you mean?
A lot of y'all studios is some shit, right? I'm going to be honest. I keep it real. Okay, when I was signed to, fuck them. Matter of fact, I ain't even going to say who I was signed to. I'll be giving them motherfuckers too much props. Fuck them. But anyways, when I was signed, you know, I used to try to fuck with some cats up there in Louisville. And man, the engineers up there was not that good. You'll think they're good, but then when you bring it down to Nashville. Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember something. Nashville is Music City, not because of country music, because of the studios and the engineers. And I've worked with a lot of big engineers at Blue River Studios. And I even actually worked at the Big Machine Records studio where Taylor Swift was signing them at one point in time. Well, she still lives. He owns Scooter, on all her shit right now, but that's another thing. But I'm saying it's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if you're in a place where you don't have a lot of that type of talent there, it's kind of hard to get into the right hands, right studio. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, music I hear that's from a place
that they don't have that type of people there as far as engineers and stuff, their music sounds so fucking bad. So it don't make you want even listen to it. You
well,
know?
I feel like I feel like there's a lot of great talent in Louisville. Like I said, like the resources is probably not as much as a place like Atlanta or, you know, but that goes back to my point of just feeling like, okay, like I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Do I want to pursue rap? But it's one of those things, like it's really therapeutic. And
well, I got something for you. Since you're from Louisville, Kentucky, name an artist that blew up from Louisville, Kentucky. Name one.
Bryson Tiller.
I knew you was going to say him. Name another
one. Jack Harlow.
Okay.
Name we got ESTG.
Okay.
The girl from the Pussycat Dolls. I forgot her name. The main one, though.
You know, you know why you forgot about her? There ain't nobody checking for her. But anyway. but okay, so look. So it is talent that comes out of Louisville, right? But this is the point. They have to get out of Louisville.
It's politics.
It's always politics.
It's politics. It's not talent. So...
Well, let me tell you this. Now I'm about to break something down to you, okay? So you come in the game in a couple years. I'm going to tell you who else blew up after coming in the game in a couple years. Pop Smoke, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, rest in peace to Pop Smoke. But he actually blew up just coming in the game a couple years, and he just wanted to rap, got on the beat, and look how quick he blew up. And it's people that's been doing this their whole life and still ain't saw a check. So let me ask you this question. Your talent don't mean shit.
Right.
Let me put it to you real. Your talent don't mean nothing. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, it's plenty of people out here that's talented. Most people that are talented are not getting the bag. Most people that are talented, because you know what they forget? They think they're so talented that the push and the business, like, oh, somebody going to get me.
But that's what I'm about to say. It's a business, though. Like, that's what you got to treat it. No matter what, that's why you can see somebody come in the game and early on and take on just like that, because they know it's a business. It's not a talent. It's not a business.
Because you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If I listen to somebody, I like their music, right? Mm-hmm. And I give them a chance. If they not on their business shit, I don't give a damn if it's the best shit I ever heard in the world.
I told you.
I don't give a
fuck.
They are
not going to take that shit serious.
Holla. You feel me? Period. I'd rather get a motherfucker that can't rap, work shit, but gonna come in the studio every day, grind every day, post his shit every day. I'd rather get a whack motherfucker that's gonna push himself, because even if he whack, if he keep, come on.
But that's today's society. I feel
look
like
at
that's
that
today's society.
Shit.
But that's, you know, we got social media. I feel like back then it was more so based off of talent. That's why you had Monica's and Jacket Edges. And, you know, we had like real people that really had, you know, because it was, and it was exclusive. Now it's not exclusive no more, because all you got to do is ding, ding, ding.
So since you are up and coming artist, what is your plans though? Because let me tell you something. When I got signed back then, it was about talent. We used to sell CDs, $10 a pop. $1,500 a week. You feel what I mean? So we making 15 grand a week selling our shit on the corner. You feel me? You can't do that now. So let me ask you a question. What is the ways that you, per yourself, because I know we done talked before, you talked about how you been reading up on the reading up on the music business, talking about the music business and all that. I get all of that. But this is the thing. What is your plan? How are you different to corner the market of the game? Because can I be honest with you? Mm-hmm. Like, I like your music, but guess what? You are still in the same category of the Megan Thee Stallion, of the Mulattoes. You still have that same persona. I'm gonna tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you why. Not because I said so. Everybody I let hear your song. Every single body. And when I say everybody, we talk about white, black. I got some Kurdish homeboys from Iraq. Everybody I let hear your song was like, she good. It reminds me of a Megan Thee Stallion. Or she good. It reminds me of Mulatto. And I was like, for real, y'all think so? And
I mean, I don't know. It just depends on what song you showcasing, though, because I'm a very versatile person.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm
just showcasing your new song. This is how we do it. Everybody liked the beat. Everybody liked what you was doing. But see, that's the thing. It's nothing wrong with being versatile. I think versatile is dope. But let me ask you a question. Do you believe in a niche? Like, what is your demographic? What are you trying to grab? Because everybody's saying, oh, man, I'm just trying to do something for everybody. That's cool.
Well, no, I think with my last, with Choco, like I said, I just like to make music. So, of course, I'm a numbers girl. You know, I went to school for accounting. I like to analyze, you know, not going to get on all school. Of that. So once
I get numbers.
Once I get to see everything and I'm like, okay, I feel like my natural niche is more like, you know, R&B, me talking about like stuff like that. Like, you know, more
so
like.
So you telling me you can sing?
I can sing and I rap, but I mostly rap. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you a question. Which one you think is harder to get into? Rapping or R&B?
That's a good question. Maybe R&B.
You think so?
Yeah, because a lot of people can sing. Not a lot of people can rap.
You got it. You got it the other way around, sweetheart. Let me tell you something. Anybody can rap. Can't just come put some stuff together and you be like, well, I can't believe they got a deal.
No, I'm saying like rap and really be good at it.
But it don't matter. It's cats out there that got $1 million deals that's not good at rapping. It's cats that sign the major.
People that sing that don't, that's, you know. That
but that's
sing.
What I'm trying to tell you. When you sing, you really got to know how to sing.
That's what I'm saying. So it's harder to like really take off.
No, because if you know how to sing, you can break into the doors a lot easier than you can rap.
Oh, okay. I see what
you're saying. Hip-hop is the number one genre right now. You know why it's the number one genre? Everybody doing it. Everybody is rapping now. Old men, people, to everybody. Because you know what? You don't have to have any type of singing abilities. Really, if you know, if you're good at poetry and you know how to put your words together, you can rap.
That's
why you
true.
Think it's a lot of people like the Lupe Fiascos, the Kid Cudis, the Kanye West? They ain't no hood niggas, but they were smart.
Right.
You know, you got the cats like Eminem. They were smart. Common. They were smart, so they knew how to put their words together and catch you. So it's right now, a lot of cats that's in the game are not from the streets. You know, Travis Scott is one of the biggest rappers right now. And guess what? He was born in the suburbs and had both parents, and they had money. He didn't come from the gutter, but look what he made of himself, though. You feel me? He's from the suburbs, right? So none of that really means much no more. You know what I mean? It really doesn't. When Kanye West hit the game, he just came with straight lyrics because he knew how to wordplay. You get what I mean? And that what makes a lot of people good. You know what I'm saying? And you always have that hidden gem that'll come in the game and flip the game. You'll have your Kendrick Lamar's, you'll have your J. Cole's, your Cordae's, and stuff like that. But then you got the cats that come in the game, like your Kodak Blacks and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I like those.
Well, of course you do. That's your generation, of course. You know, don't get me wrong. I don't think Kodak Black is a bad artist. Some of his songs I like, but that's not really my vibe. That doesn't mean, let me tell you something, money talks. I would sign an artist that I don't even like their music, but if I could push them to another level and help them get to another level, I'm cool for that. You know, you're talking to a Muslim brother, so I'm cool with helping my people out regardless, so it doesn't really matter to me. You feel me? You ain't got to be my cup of tea for me to help you get to where you need to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what you think about talent and business? Which one you going to be pushing? Because I always hear you say about how good you are, which you're good. But how you going to master the market? How you going to separate yourself from these other females in the game? Because it's hard.
It is. Well, yeah, it is. It can be a challenge, but I feel like I'm just going to do how I came into it, just staying true to my talent and pushing out product that I know is inside of me. Like, you know, I only pushed out one tape so far on all platforms. I also got, you know, music on, SoundCloud, like a mixtape or whatever it covers.
Oh,
but
SoundCloud
yeah,
is dead.
I know. I mean, like some covers, you know, just some fun rapping shit. You know how I went.
You might well go to MySpace if you're on SoundCloud.
But I'm just saying, covers is fun to do. Like, I love doing, and it's just paying homage to the rapper and the producer, whoever made the original song. I just love doing covers.
Okay, let me ask you a question. So you say you are releasing tapes, albums, basically.
Well, I dropped a mixtape on SoundCloud and YouTube. That was the first thing I dropped.
You didn't drop one on Dat Piff? Dat Piff and mixtapes. You ain't never dropped nothing on Dat Piff and mixtapes? That's where
No,
I was.
I know.
You never
No.
heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Oh man, you need to get on Dat Piff. Go look at Dat Piff on YouTube. They got a channel, mixtape, and all that World Star Hip Hop, which you know about them. I know you know about World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. But mixtapes and Dat Piff, you can upload your mixtapes and stuff, and a lot of people will see it. As soon as you upload it, it'll show you how many people are looking at it, how many people are listening to it. Right.
Okay.
Actually, I got a mixtape on there. Just you know, you type in Joaquin on Dat Piff, and it's an app. You can Dat Piff, you can download the app and mixtapes, you know what I mean, with a Z. But my thing is, are you trying to release album? Okay, now clarify mixtape, all right? Because how we grew up and where I come from, a mixtape is getting another rapper beat and murking it. Them was mixtapes when we came up. Now mixtapes, they call it original songs and all that. And that's what DJ Drum was talking about. Like, no, mixtapes is when you get other rappers' beats and you murder it. Like the Lil Wayne Dedication and No Ceilings. Them was mixtapes. So what is your definition of a mixtape?
Just exactly what you said. That's what Pressure is. It's a whole bunch of covers. Ain't that what covers is? That's what we call it, covers.
Covers are when you're doing the exact person's song. So, for example, if I wanted to do Tupac, right? And I was saying, I rap Dear Mama on the Dear Mama beat. That is a cover.
Right.
Yeah. It's not the same thing. I'm trying to teach you this.
I'm confused. You know?
Hey, yeah. So for example, okay, that's not a cover, right? A cover is, for example, say somebody is singing a Prince song and he's doing a Prince cover. You feel me? Because he's singing the exact song his way.
Like that's word for word.
Yes, that's considered a cover. That means, think about it. When you get a blanket, you throw it over, right? So you are doing the exact thing. You just basically covering that whole song.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's why it's called a cover. But
gotcha.
So are you trying to release albums or singles?
At this point, I do want to start just rolling in some singles before I just jump in with the album. The EP was more just give a little taste and kind of test my voice, get into my sound more. So now I can, you know, drop some singles of what I feel like I want to cater to.
And how much music you got out right now?
Right now I have a couple singles, one or two singles, a mixtape and an EP.
Okay. Stop with the EP. I'm going to put you on some G. You know, hip hop artist, he said, why are y'all making EPs and albums? Nobody knows who you are. Stop wasting that music.
That's what people saying. But the thing is, even before I dropped Choco, right before I dropped it, this dude, he was in the studio. He was just like, you need to drop these all as singles. But I just felt like it was already too late because I'd already, you know, been talking about this EP.
So nobody cares. You could have just took that shit and say, look, y'all, it's coming out as a single. Motherfuckers are going to still listen. Remember something. You're not at a point where it really matters, right? Like, for example, I'm going to tell you something that I learned. Stop doing release dates, right? Just drop that shit and tell a motherfucker it's out. You know why? Because nobody really cares, right? Because we ain't at that point. So nobody going to be like, oh, man, I can't wait till November the 1st. It's coming now. I'm going to bump it. No, they don't care. I'm just going to be honest with you. Just release that shit. Russ did it the best. You know, Russ released a song every week for 52 weeks, which a whole year. That's how he got recognized, right? And
who?
Russ, R-U-S-S.
Okay.
Oh, you never heard of Russ? Oh, my God. You got that song Falling in Love Now, Losing Control Now. Then he got a song with Bia. What is it called? With Bia. Damn, what's the name of that song? But right, he's big. He's big. And he's independent. Man, you better go look up Russ. He'll give you a lot of game. But the thing is this. Why aren't you putting out a single every week.
Why ain't I?
Yeah.
I don't know. Good question.
You should be putting out a single every week. What's stopping you?
I don't know.
You really don't, do you?
Nope.
You really don't.
Left the studio.
Look, in order for you to get where you want to go, you're going to have to grind harder than the people around you and the people you know. And the thing is, you got to put in that work. No matter what the work you got on the side, 9 to 5, whatever, you got to put in that work. You know, when I got signed, this is what we used to do. We was performing it everywhere. I was just about to say,
I feel like I'm just promoting what I got going on now. Now that has got me on a chokehold. So it's just like, you know, of course I've been investing the time on promoting what's out there now and kind of treating them as singles and trying to, you know what I'm saying? But even though I dropped the whole EP.
So let me ask, so what is your biggest song on your platform?
I would say either Pop That Thing or No Filter. I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's that. Pop That Thing.
Yeah.
I know that original song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you use a lot of that sample.
Yeah, I did. I have 2 samples on my EP.
Yeah. That How We Do It and stuff like that. That's a good thing to do because it brings people into it, because if they already heard the song, they're like, oh, let me see what she's talking about. And, you know, they hear the sample. Kanye West did that the best, but
yeah,
you know what I mean? But so, you know, P. Diddy. P. Diddy was the master of doing that, turning songs from the 80s into new songs, whatever.
You'll really be surprised how many artists be sampling a lot of music. Like,
yeah. Hey, can I be honest with you? I got some samples of some of my music. I'm not really just the biggest fan on samples, but I do use beats with samples.
Mm-hmm.
I always love original. Like, you know, you come out of straight on top of your head and make it. You know, that's why I always like Timberland. You know, Timberland is like one of the best producers. He used to use his mouth, you know, and make the beat from his mouth like crazy. You know, you got a story with Justin Timberlake when he talked about how he made them beats for him. He'd just be in the studio just using his mouth and make the beats. The shit was just crazy, though. You know what I mean? But, you know, you keep doing what you're doing, man. I tell you something. Put more work in, right? You mm-hmm. got to put way more work in. You got to go overtime. And when I mean overtime, you got to say fuck everybody, fuck friends, fuck that, fuck all that shit. And you got to be on it. You know what you can't be doing? You can't be partying. You can't be out there drinking. You can't be out there. You need to have your head like all way in the game. You get what I'm saying? In mm-hmm. order for you to make a mark. Because if you don't, you'll be like a lot of artists that's just trying their best and they stuck in the same city performing shows at the same places and holes in the wall. And they mm-hmm. don't go nowhere. You know what I mean? So you know, you got to hit it. So what you got coming up next?
So right now, like I said, I just been promoting the my songs on Chokehold and just, you know, get them out there. I got a couple stuff.
You got some videos coming, some more videos coming?
Yeah, I just shot a video today. This was one of the other things I did today. I shot a video. So that's going to come out very soon. Today's been a busy day.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think that what's holding you back from a lot of stuff? And it's cool to say resources, funds.
Yeah.
Money. That's cool because some people be like, they don't be wanting to say they ain't got the money like that. It's cool to say you ain't got the money like that.
Well, I feel like it does take a lot of money to push, you know, if you're an artist, it's very hard to sit there and maintain everything. You know what I'm saying? Yourself, I feel like. Not just out here just baby scamming and not saying like that. You're just not big balling. Like, it's just a lot to take care of your home and your career. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I also feel like just resources and also knowledge. And it's all about who you know and, just, you know, all of that.
And, you know, I want to say something because you know why King say what the fuck he want when he want. To all y'all motherfuckers in the ATL to be scamming people out of their motherfucking money. Telling motherfuckers that y'all doing this and doing that and I let people perform and all that shit. That shit will come back on y'all motherfuckers. Straight up. And I'm going to tell you what I'm not going to do. Right? I would say names. I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to say names, because that means I get them too much promotion on my platform. But you know what? whatever y'all motherfuckers do, it will come back on you straight up. You know what I mean? And remember, Joaquin said it show did Heat Level Entertainment. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we with it straight up. Just letting y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about me, I'm paperwork. So you make sure you got that paperwork right. And look, and for you as an artist, you know, you gotta stop going to a lot of these spots that ain't got no paperwork. Stop sending them money, no paperwork. If it ain't no contract, don't do it. You know what I mean? Y'all saying this, send me a contract with your name, my name, and I gotta pay this and do that, and I come down. Now, if not, I'm not coming. You know what I mean? I ain't got no time. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you see if people really want you there. You know what I mean? But a lot of people ain't going to do that, right? They're going to be like, oh, well, if you want all that, then, well, fuck it. Because you get down there and then you don't get to perform, you're going to be mad as hell that you done drove or took a flight, whatever you fucking did. You're going to be pissed the fuck off. You get what I'm saying? And it ain't no point of doing that. You get what I mean?
Facts.
So you got to keep it. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, the only thing that really does is get you in the room connected with other people. But as far as like, you know, I just be trying to make every situation, trying to make it positive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I met you through, you know, situations like that, like going up to a showcase, you know, where people showcasing their music. You're able to meet a lot of dope people that's underground and just connect with them. And that's another thing, like, you know, I don't know. I just love being in this environment, being in this industry. It's just fun in a total. It's just, like I said before, it's therapeutic.
Yeah. And you know what? That's the way to get it out. So, this is what, that's the best way to get a lot of your feelings out too. Therapeutic is always the best way.
Pressure. Standing your ass with your hand up my throat. No, you call me look, luxuries on a note. Flow so ill, tap dance and anything. Know what I do, how to call me a goat. All that means I'm just starting off with a bitch being part of the game on chop. Game on chop. Yo, game on this here is me, sitting here writing these rhymes. I gave you plenty of time to get off your feet. Yeah, what's it gon' eat? Wanna petite, bitches, it's true. I eat them up with my food. Got some ass and I groove. Bitch, I'm a move. Why you won't study my move? Never get this misconstrued. Ain't no stopping me. I'm on go mode.
So this is the time of the show where we do our first segment. And our first segment is called Under the Bus. Basically, we give you two names. You tell me which one you're going to throw under the bus. All right? You got to throw somebody under the motherfucking bus. Period. It ain't none of that. Ain't doing none of that shit, right? You got to throw a motherfucking nigga up under the bus. So this is the way it go. All right, cool. Here it is, right? These are two people. Since you like to sing, I'm going to put some two of some of the, I ain't going to say they one of them the best thing, but they done made hits, my nigga. You feel me? So I'm going to put them both up, and you tell me which one you throwing under the bus. So we got Usher, Chris Brown. Which one you throwing under the bus, and which one you going for? Oh, shit, she's stuck. Usher, Chris Brown. She like, hold on. I say Usher, damn, Chris Brown. I like Chris Brown. Usher, Chris Brown, what's up?
I'm going to have to go with...
We're going out of the bus. Who the fuck getting rolled the fuck over?
Usher.
Oh, one of the greatest to ever do it. She throwing under the bus. You know, she must think Chris Brown is hot. It's cool. No wrong. Maybe because all the rumors been going around about Usher. Whatever. I don't know. I said rumors. So, you know, so I don't want, you know, people take clips and be like, road trip.
I'm thinking about road trips. Like when I'm in a car, what I'm going to listen to, when I'm going to go to first, I'm going to listen to a Chris Brown catalog. Like even his old stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. I can say, let me see if you can run it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Get it popping. Yeah. You right. You was young when that came out, because, you know, that was 2006. I was 21.
What?
So you had to be about 8, 9 or something like that. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 27.
All right, so I'm 10 years older than you. So I was 21. Yeah, you was 11. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you know, everybody, it's funny because a lot of my daughters and stuff, you know, people like, is that your dad? Like, nigga, yeah, I'm her motherfucking dad. Nigga, stop playing with me, man. You feel what I mean? Yes, nigga. That's my daughter. She would be 18. It's all good, nigga. You know what I mean? But, okay, so look, we're going to get to the last segment, right? My two-year-old is actually knocking on my door right now. Knocking on the door like, dude, let me the fuck in, daddy. But anyways, that's my youngest, by the way. So we're going to go into the last segment. The last segment is called Brutally Honest. Basically, I'm going to ask you a question, and you need to be brutally honest about it. If I don't feel like you're brutally honest about it, I might roast your ass. You feel what I mean? Because I am a comedian also. You should go see on my world premiere when I was roasting motherfuckers. Don't get it twisted. I do that too. Matter of fact, funny as fuck comedy show will be popping off in January. Yeah, Heat Level Entertainment presents Funny as Fuck Comedy Show, by the way. Let's see. Here's the question for you right now. Have you ever called your parents a bitch under your breath when they couldn't hear you?
Yes.
Oh, she kept it real. Because if you would have said, nah, I'm like, you lying like a motherfucker. Mama be like, girl, them bitches. What you but, say? Nothing. I ain't saying nothing.
My mouth's a little bad. As y'all can tell,
you know. Yeah, it's cool. You know, look, man, let me tell you something. I cuss like a sailor. I don't give a fuck. I say all the shit that come to my motherfucking mind. A lot of people be like, damn, my nigga. I be like, well, it is what it is. I just be saying shit, right? I don't be giving a fuck. So it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But it was nice having you on the podcast. So what we going to do now is I want you to tell everybody where they can find your music. Okay. How can they listen to It's Lux, right? And it's Lux, y'all, L-U-X-S, right?
You, yes.
Because motherfuckers be putting in, look, I ain't going to lie, I put in It's Lux without the S too. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? This ain't her. I said, I know she ain't white. But anyway. Nah, there was a white person that popped up when I didn't put the S behind it. Some white lady with purple shit, whatever the fuck that was. But tell them where they can find your music. It's Lux.
Yes, you can find me on all platforms at It's Lux, ITLUXS. And you can find me on Instagram. I love Instagram at It's Lux Official. And also, matter of fact, just scratch that. Just go to my website where you can just get everything. You feel me? It'sluxofficial.org. Period.
Man, you can't say scratch that. Just give them all that shit. Somebody gonna miss that shit and be like, well, I didn't hear that. Give them all that motherfucking shit. You get what I'm saying? That's the best way to do it, right? Give it all to them.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all wondering where I got it from, it's luxury. It's a whole bunch of luxury shit going on. Luxury mindset.
Let me ask you a question. Is it Louisville or Louisville?
It's Louisville.
I know it's Louisville, but niggas say Louisville, goddamn.
No, it's
Louisville. We ain't from there. Okay. How you say Nashville? You say Nashville?
Nashville.
But it's actually Nashville.
Nashville?
Yeah, it's actually Nashville. It's not Nashville, by the way.
I ain't never heard of that one.
Oh, okay then. It's the same way. Louisville, Nashville. It's V-I-L-L-E. It's the same.
No.
I'm born and raised in Nashville. And when a motherfucker said Nashville. Because I'm from Nashville, nigga, and I'm a hood nigga, so I say Ville. Like Louisville. I don't say Louisville. I say Louisville. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we from the Ville.
Yeah, that's hood shit. That ain't the correct type of shit to say, nigga. We be making up shit. But it was not even your podcast. But hey, everybody, before we get up out of here, y'all already know, man, it's Joaquin, man. Y'all go look at my music, man. WYQEEM. Y'all go find me on Spotify, wherever the fuck you want to listen to music at. It's WYQEEM. That's WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. Y'all already know where to find it at. And this is Heat Level Podcast. If y'all can't find Heat Level Podcast on YouTube, y'all dumb as fuck, because it's spelled Heat Level Podcast. And y'all can check us out on iHeartRadio and Pandora. We really ain't fucking with Apple Music right now. They've been fucking up my shit. So look, y'all go listen to us on iHeartRadio and Pandora. Appreciate y'all. New movie, The Room Around. dropping November the 4th. If you have a Fire Stick, you download Heat Level Entertainment TV Network on your Fire Stick or your Fire TV, Roku TV. We there. Y'all go check out the movie. We got a movie on there now by Damn Justin Again. Yes, I'm the writer, the producer, the director, and I'm in them motherfuckers too. Thank you. That's how we do it, baby. But hey, it's Lux. Appreciate you for coming in. And everybody, I want Miss Lux to give y'all some inspiration before we get up out of here.
Oh, thank you for giving the floor. I just want to tell everybody to go and not really give a fuck what nobody say. Do what you want to do. Do what you came to do. Do what you're capable of doing, because only you know what you are capable of doing. Can't nobody else tell you that. So, yes, that's my inspiration.
And you know what my inspiration is? Fuck everybody. Get that bag. Shout out to La Russell. Get that bag. Shout out to La Russell, no doubt. So, hey, man, if y'all listen to my podcast, y'all know how I always say, I'm about this bitch.
Every time they in, they ride. Every time they hear this beat. Every time they in the spot. Every time I'm on they street. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they listening, they listening to me.